time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the front page of yesterday's Times Standard, it was describing the closing arguments in a local shooting that took place about 3 years ago. It was apparently the not-too-rare case of a drug dealer or two turning bad. This brings to mind the staggering fact that each year in the United States, over 10,000 fatal shootings occur. This means that in my own lifetime, more than 500,000 Americans have shot other Americans, and that means we are overwhelmingly more menacing to each other than the Taliban and Al-Qaeda combined. The past few weeks, one particular shooting has been singled out over myriad others, perhaps because it signifies much about race, racial profiling, and the sorry plight of young American males, particularly African-American males. As you know all too well, George Zimmerman was recently acquitted of shooting Trayvon Martin. Trayvon Martin was 17 years old and unarmed. Zimmerman alleged that Martin began the altercation by throwing the first punch and therefore shot the teen in self-defense. During the trial and after, the term "stand your ground" has come up again and again, even though Zimmerman's defense team never referred to the statute. Apparently the judge did. Such a law means that you are under no obligation to retreat if you feel physically threatened. Hence, the mortal gunshot wound to Trayvon Martin was seen by the jury as self-defense. Now, the roots of Stand Your Ground might be traced to our national struggle for independence. For example, "Don't Tread on Me" was the motto of the early naval flag, with the picture of a coiled rattlesnake that symbolized American defiance toward the British. And more recently, the lyrics to the song "I Won't Back Down" by Tom Petty come readily to mind. Let me read them. "Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You could stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down." Both characterize the no-holds-barred American bent toward fighting for our rights. Many would call our nation a Christian nation. Now, others would object to this, but there's no denying that Christianity was and is the major religion in the U.S. of A. What might the church's founder, Jesus of Nazareth, say about "stand your ground"? It's hard to know for sure, but in his famous Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said to love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. He said, do not resist an evildoer, but if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other also. He surrendered to a cruel death on the cross rather than resisting Roman arrest. So it seems clear to me, at least, that stand your ground could neither be supported by the actions nor the teachings of Jesus. And the supreme relevance of turning the other cheek gains new meaning in the American 21st century, especially if we want to stop the bleeding in our sadly divided nation and world. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.